Mrs. Cheney was more than just a family member who had to be protected. Like her husband, she was a right-wing ideologue, and she was offering her advice and opinions in the bunker. I moved in and squatted between Cheney and Rice. The president agreed to go to Offutt, Cheney informed me. Offutt Air Force Base, near Omaha, Nebraska, housed the Strategic Air Command headquarters. Cheney's manner implied it had been a hard sell. He can't come back here yet, I insisted. Do you need anything? I asked the vice president. The comms in this place are terrible, he replied. His calls to the president were dropping off. Now you know why I wanted the money for a new bunker. I couldn't resist. The president had canceled my plans for a replacement facility. It'll happen, Cheney promised. Are you getting everything you need? Everybody doing what you want? Cheney asked, placing his hand on my shoulder. I had known Dick Cheney for a dozen years, and for that long had been fascinated at how complex a person he was. On the surface, he was quiet and soft-spoken. Below that surface calm ran strong, almost extreme beliefs. He had been one of the five most radical conservatives in the Congress. The quiet often hid views that would seem out of place if aired more broadly. It had been speculated in the press that he would really be the president for national security affairs, not the inexperienced governor from Texas. Yet now he was wanting to make sure that the president knew what we had been doing in his absence. I want you to prepare a briefing for him when he lands in Omaha, and I need a timeline of everything that you've done.